Welcome to the Profit Talks podcast, hosted by the Orange County Inland Empire SBDC Network, funded in part by the U.S. Small Business Administration and the California Office of the Small Business Advocate. This show is the go-to resource for business owners seeking empowerment, education, and resources to succeed. Join us as we connect you with experts, share the triumphs of fellow entrepreneurs, and reveal the wealth of assistance available to you today to level up your business. So let's go. Let's dive in and learn more. All right. Did you hear that last part about the wealth of assistance? We're going to talk about that in great detail today here. We're going to give you a wealth of information about the wealth of assistance from the main source themselves, the Orange County. Is it Department of Education? Am I getting it right here? Mm-hmm. Now, this is going to be like a comedy act here because we've got one person here who's going to nod and then the other person is going to go, no, that's not right or whatever here. Let's just introduce Kim Boyd, who was nice enough not to cancel even though she lost her voice. You are the Director of Career Education at the Orange County Department of Education. Is that right?
That's Kathy Boyd.
She's right there.
Yeah, Kathy Boyd.
Just wave. Say
Kim
hi.
Kim Goodwin. There. Kathy Boyd.
And just say something so we know you're really hoarse here.
I'm Kathy Boyd.
That just proves that she's not just chickening out here. And she brought with her Kim Goodwin, who's the coordinator of something called OC Pathways.
You got it.
Which is a program that we're going to talk about in great detail. Kathy's going to sit here and nod and smile, and every so often she's going to be forced to say something. But most of the time we're going to have Kim answer for her here. Do you have to be behind her? You have to put your hand on her like a puppet or something here?
Good.
That would be good. All right, let's start with the most obvious thing. Folks, I didn't know there was an Orange County Department of Education. I thought there's 20-some school districts, and they all elect their own boards, and they all run their local schools. Like I live in the Capo School District in South County here. So talk about the state of what do you do and how do you interface with all these different local boards of education?
So we work for Orange County Department of Education. And when I say that, people are like, oh, Orange USD. No, they always think that, right? Orange County Department of Education actually is an agency that supports 28 different school districts in Orange County.
Okay.
We really have 29 because we also serve students at Orange County Department of Ed through our Access program. But there are 28 school districts, K-6, K-8, and K-12 school districts. Capo being one of them.
Some of them, K means, I'm going to have to keep stopping.
Kindergarten,
all these acronyms.
Through 12. Yeah, please stop me because we do that acronym thing in
and you can say this, and then I'm like, what is she talking about here? Okay. All right, so the different school boards run the schools.
Correct.
They hire the principals, they set the curriculum, they oversee, and there's all these, I guess there's some parents that get involved in these boards, and it's locally controlled. So what do you do? What's support mean? You just give them money?
We actually do what we say is technical assistance mostly, and curriculum development, help oversee grants and allocation of funding, but really support all school districts for whatever need they may have. So that can vary from getting additional partnerships like the businesses, probably some people on this call, also with curriculum for students and just various opportunities for students.
We're going to go deep into that one because that's a really powerful part of what you do. All right.
We also have our own board, but they work with our superintendent, and then each school district has their own board as well.
You act, a county funds the Department of Education, and you don't run the school districts, but you help support the school districts.
Correct. Complete support and technical assistance.
Let's talk about, beyond technical assistance, figuring out how to do stuff, this idea of career education.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, everybody said, all right, you're going to pick a career. Now the career is biotech or artificial intelligence or something like that. And so you need a four-year degree and you go off, maybe you need a master's and a doctorate, and many kids are still on that path. An awful lot of kids, my own daughter included, I don't have a career in mind. I just want to get a job. I might want to do something for the rest of my life. I'd like to find a job, maybe we'll call it a career and something I feel good about. But she works in retail or somebody wants to be an auto mechanic or somebody wants to have some sort. And we used to say those were, what did we call those? We had a different name from technical, vocational types of things. And those were just at the high school level. And maybe you took wood shop or auto shop.
Correct.
And there were a couple of other choices, but not a whole lot of choices here. Mm-hmm. And every parent, me included, says, no, you got to go get a four-year degree. Does everybody need a four-year degree? My daughter tried it and failed miserably at it. And she's been happy for the last, whatever, how many years, 15, 20 years, working in retail now. Mm-hmm. Does everybody need a four-year degree?
That is a myth we are trying to work with or
Dispel.
I like that word, dispel. Thanks, Kathy. Not everyone needs a four-year degree. And really, our goal at the county is to expose, explore, and have students experience various opportunities throughout their whole education.
Those three E's.
Oh,
explore, expose, and then experience it.
So you want to expose them when they're very young. Yeah. You want to expose them to various things that are that they can dream a little bit, right?
That fit them more than just a generic four-year degree that you come out with a big bill and you still have no idea what you're going to do and you're working at Starbucks with your degree in philosophy or French literature.
Correct.
It sounded fascinating and you explored it. When I went to college, that's a million years ago, I went to the University of Michigan. Nobody ever said, what are you going to do? They said, what do you like? Mm-hmm. I said, I like history. Oh, we got a million history programs. And so I delved into and got a history degree and then I turned into political science and all this fascinating stuff. And then I came out and went, oh, there's no jobs in that.
Right. Yeah, so we're really working in the younger ages to self-awareness and self-identity. So then they become more self-intuned with things that they are interested in. We start that in as exposing. Then we explore a little bit more in the middle school ages. And then we experience in high school. So really hands on the job training, internships, apprenticeships, and getting them on the ground in the job to see if they like it or not. Because it's a win either way. If they choose to go down that path, they like what they're doing, wonderful. If they realize that they don't like it, that's even better. You're not going to waste, like you said, your daughter, right?
Yes,
time
exactly.
And money.
I tried to force her to go to college and for a couple of years, and she was miserable and hated it. Finally gave up and said, this ain't for her. Here's the problem we had to get over. I'll be the guinea pig here.
Yeah.
I'm a South County parent.
Right.
My friends are going to Harvard.
Yale.
They're going to
Stanford,
Yale.
Oh, my UCLA,
goodness.
UCLA, USC, everyone's going.
Everyone's going, and they have these grand ambitions. They're going to be artificial intelligence engineers and things I can't even describe. And I say to them, what's your daughter doing? She's working at Home Goods.
Yeah.
She's failed. Mm. Oh, my goodness, I'm embarrassed. Even though she probably makes more money now than I did because she's moved up. She's not just in retail. She's in their security program. She oversees security for the different stores and everything else here. Her husband is a young Hispanic guy, didn't go to college, started off as a teller. Now he manages a branch for, I think it's Citibank, and makes more money than I ever made. There are jobs out there, good paying jobs, $100,000 a year plus jobs.
Yes.
That are more complicated than just hitting a cash register or collecting cash as a cashier here. These aren't just, dare I say, jobs for kids that can't get anything else here. These are good jobs, paying jobs. And I'll give you a couple examples, and you can give me more.
Sure.
We had somebody in from Cypress College a couple years ago, and I know they, like several of these community colleges, have these, what would you call them? I used to call them vocational programs or something here.
They call them career education classes, career technical education.
And one was an auto tech.
Yeah.
Not just being a car mechanic. You're not just changing oil anymore. You got to fix all these computers. Everything is computer. I can't fix the car anymore. It's a complex computerized skill. And they're sponsored by Toyota and Lexus and all these people because they can't get kids to come. Nobody's trained to do this. And they don't have time to train them on the spot at the dealerships. It was almost like free. You can get, first of all, it's not that expensive anyway to go to community college compared to a four-year. And they would almost underwrite it if you went into this program. And they said, couldn't fill the slots. Kids guaranteed to get a $100,000 a year job working at an auto dealership, working as a computer tech on one of these things. And when they go around the schools, the parents are like, stay away from that, Johnny. Stay away from that, Susie. Don't go over there. Come on over here. Look at French literature. Oh, boy. You know, something. Yeah. So what is it, the stigma? Is it the kids or the parents that's holding us back here? Because I held my daughter back.
Right. I think it's a little bit of both. But I think we're trying to educate parents and students, too, that that's not the answer anymore. And jobs that they're going to actually have aren't even developed yet. Right. Yeah. We're moving at such a fast pace. But back to your point about the automotive at Cypress, we currently have similar programs in the high schools that feed into the colleges, as well as our high school students are taking what's called dual enrollment in high school for free college while they're in
classes for free. You're listening out there, parents and executives
parents,
and entrepreneurs.
And yes.
I know you all want your kids to have something prestigious and go to a big prestigious university. And do you? I'll give you a perfect example, too. We had somebody here, I won't say who, but one of our hosts, guy's well off, makes millions of dollars a year here. And his son said, I want to go someplace. And he basically said, no, you're going to go to USC. That's where we're going to go and everything here. And they're looking at a bill of, what is it, 100 grand a year?
Yes. Some
crazy
that
thing?
That sounds about right.
And I thought to myself, just because of you got to say when to you, does that guarantee a bigger job, a better job, any job?
No.
You're just going to fork. I had my sister-in-law send her kid to some fancy school back east. And the kid came out, and now what?
Yes. And majority, I think these days, there's stats that show that actually students aren't even graduating. They're actually not making it through freshman or sophomore year of college.
My daughter didn't,
because they are not in an interest of what they're really interested in. So it's a waste of time and money.
We had all that scandal recently where all these celebrities were bribing people and paying these high-priced coaches to get my kid into USC. And the kids, I didn't even want to go there.
And we see that a lot. So we're trying to get to the parents and students earlier the better to inform, expose, explore, experience the opportunities for all students.
Now, I'm certainly, we're here at the University of California, Irvine.
Yeah,
believe me, I'm not trying to say.
They're a good partner of ours, too.
I'm not saying there isn't a dramatic, if there is an interest for some really technical, high-level skill, then yes, you're going to not just need 4 years.
Oh, you're
probably
going to
need
more.
Master's and doctorate and other things.
Absolutely.
But does that mean everybody is my daughter wasn't that good at school. She wasn't interested in those things here.
So we say that your daughter perhaps may have had a little bit better of choices to go which path she was going to go down. If she had more work-based learning, we call it, or internships or apprenticeships while in high school.
And here's the funny part. When she was in high school, she went to Tesoro down in South County.
Mm-hmm.
And terrible student, not interested in the grand things that I wanted her to be interested in. And so she took one of these work after partnership type thing, and that's what got her into home goods. And
exactly.
She is now 15, 20 years later, moved up the ranks at home goods. I didn't think that job was going to be her career. I thought that was just a entry level and get her something, get her used to working and all this stuff here. I think it's a lot of parents like me out there. Sorry, folks, if you're listening, I'm the bad example here. Our ego, our friends, our demand, we've saved all this money, and we're not looking at our kids or who they are.
Exactly.
And that doesn't mean they're dumb or that just means they're not. You're going to waste that effort and that slot and that money because that isn't them. They'd be much happier. We had Chef Pascal from the famous restaurant City Head here, and he runs a program at Saddleback on cooking.
Yes. We have that in high schools as well and some middle schools.
Be a chef.
Culinary.
I always keep saying they should be teaching kids how to be podcasters. My grandson, my 10-year-old grandson, he wants to be a podcaster or a YouTuber or something like that. Who's teaching that
stuff? We are in our schools.
I would love to help you with any
absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely. Look at that partnership. That's exactly what we're about right now.
And that's exactly what you're talking about. You're going out to business saying, what do you need?
Yes.
You don't just need a kid with general ed. When I was a child, I'm in my 60s here, so when I graduated, my father never, he was an executive Chrysler, worked his way up from the factory floor to the corporate ranks, rags to riches, all that kind of success story. It was just a college degree. He didn't care what it was. As long as I could bring home that piece of paper, he thought that's what will get me into General Motors or Chrysler or IBM or something like that. And maybe that was true once upon a time.
I like that you said once upon a time, because we have to have a mind shift. It's no longer that. So whatever, how we went through school, even myself, how I went to school, and it is not the same anymore. It is very different, and
very
we
different.
Only draw off our experiences as parents, community members, and we need to shift that. We need to shift our mindset and say, look, that is no longer how things are.
Right.
And it is a fact. It's no longer
And when
way.
I came out and decided I wasn't going to be a professor and I wasn't going to go into political science and work for the State Department or something here, I struggled for a while because I'd go to business. I graduated magna cum laude from the University of Michigan. And they say, yeah, but have you sold anything? No. I was in school learning great theories and stuff here. Who cares?
Yeah.
I think there's too much. I think we need to really and I think the growth of the community colleges shows that people aren't just going because they want to save some money. Hey, I'll get my general classes out of the way and transfer. They're going there because parents are realizing, I'm not wasting $500,000 or $300,000 if this ain't you.
Exactly. And a thing about OC Pathways that you mentioned, which is who we are under Orange County Department of Ed, is we have those great partnerships with our 9 community colleges. Actually, the 10th, there is a 10th one, which is the
North Orange County Community College. Continuing Education.
Thank you. Continuing. One of those other long acronyms. And then our Cal State Fullerton and UCI are also strong partners. We are in doing various projects with them.
And what do you do with them? Because they're trying to encourage everybody to come to the four-year program.
And that's good. That's also an answer, right?
But they're also saying, I don't want to waste our time and our resources. There's kids trying to get into UCI. Am I just going to take up somebody's slot and then somebody else doesn't get in? Kathy's trying to give us some sign language.
She's saying, talk about K-16. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Currently, we have some grant funding, which we have a lot of, by the way. Our governor has put a lot of funding into career education.
Absolutely. And from the feds on down, everybody's saying we need to get kids into specializing.
Yes.
I need somebody with automotive technology, computer training. I need somebody who knows how to really cook. I need somebody who knows how to do a podcast environment here. We can't just spend time teaching after you graduate.
And so with that, with funding that comes down, OC Pathways helps oversee that funding and work with our partners. So what there's called a K-16 collaborative grant funding, and that funding came in to really talk about the to and through. So that's how we say
and through,
to and through. So we're in pre-kindergarten to middle school to high school to a community college or to a four-year. Which path are you going to go and through and into the workforce, into a high demand, high wage job?
How do you know in kindergarten? How do you know in second grade? How do you know in high school? I'd say the majority of kids don't know.
Yeah.
And so you're just thrusting them. They go. It's an easy thing. You go from, used to be when my parents were young, high school was additional. That's mandatory now. Is it become mandatory just to get a four-year degree and then you start figuring it out, or can we figure it out earlier?
Yeah, we're trying to figure it out earlier. And back to that early college credit or dual enrollment opportunity with our 9 community colleges, our strong partners, Fullerton College, Cypress, naming a few, Saddleback College, UCI,
Orange Coast College.
Orange Coast over here.
Yes. Various community college partners. Those are in our K-16
and
collaborative.
Forgive us the ones we didn't shout out.
Yeah, shout out to all the 9. Sorry, yeah. I know we're on limited time. And then into our 4 years, like Cal State Fullerton and UCI, they are a part of our K-16 collaborative. And what that means is we are a part of projects that have students from early K-6, and we are cohorting them and following them to and through into where they go next.
Cohorting. When did this happen? This ancient Roman term.
I know.
If you're in a legion, you're in a cohort. It's a group. So somehow you form a cohort, and it's cooperative, and it's collaborative, and it's continuing. And this group, you go out and conquer the world here because you are the robotic. My grandson is seriously talking about taking some coding classes at one of these coding camps and stuff here.
Yes. And we partner with our community colleges in 4 years to send students to those types of camps, offer those opportunities during the after school, after programs. And there's all robotics, coding, you name it.
5 sectors.
The 5 sectors of the K-16 collaborative are business, education, information communications, technology,
engineering
healthcare. And healthcare. And so we're focusing specifically on those 5 sectors to really enhance the number of students that are going into
and say those three E's again
to explore
something you didn't even know, and then you can explore it easily when you're second grade, third grade, sixth grade, 10th grade, whatever,
and then experience it and really get in there and really say,
so it's
this
not
is
theory in a
go.
Book here
you it's not theory it's practice
yeah.
It's on the job training.
Wow.
Yes. And students getting paid in high school. So they're
paid.
Getting,
yeah, my daughter got paid in high school. That was pretty nice when she kept calling and say, Dad, I need $10. I need $5 here.
Yeah.
So you use your own money here.
So they get paid in high school with some of the things we're doing. They're getting those opportunities. They're getting early college credit, dual enrollment for free as high school students.
So they've already earned some credits to speed up this process.
Yeah. So that they can leave high school with an AA degree and
industry
certification. Industry certification. So they're getting certified on various apps or things.
Or cooking. Or something.
Safe Surf when you're cooking. There's various certifications for each.
Hospitality.
Yep. There's different certifications for each of our sectors that we work in.
Give me some other crazy ones that I haven't thought of here.
So for Adobe, you've got Illustrator, Publisher, Photoshop. You've got Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint. All of the different kinds of computer programs have industry certifications.
Can I go back and get certified?
I say that all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't know that they had that when I was younger either. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to do that now.
All I had to learn was typing. And that helped.
Right.
I can still type. But now you got to graduate with, you got to understand all these programs if you want to get into a million. You just named the Adobe Creative Suite here. Yeah, we use it a lot here. Yeah. But there's all sorts of other things here and lots of different careers. You want to be a photographer. You want to be working movies. You want to be a YouTuber. You want to be all sorts of stuff. You're going to have to learn a lot of those skills there.
Yes.
We even created an airline program in the high schools so the kids can get their private pilot license.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. What a cool thing.
Yes.
Cool.
And podcasts. Back to the podcast.
Yes.
We have podcasters.
Digital audio production.
We have digital audio. We have video.
And do you do that at the high school level or the community college
all
level?
Of this, is at high school.
This is at high school as well.
Because I haven't seen it at any community college. I've had a number of them come in. In fact, I had...
The podcasting.
I had Juliana Barnes, the chancellor of the South County, and she was not aware of any sort of... They have a great film program at Saddleback.
A lot of good film programs.
But they don't have...
I think Santa Ana College, Community College, might have offered some of the podcasting stuff. It comes in like little bits and pieces, so you have to know where to look.
Because this is a career. There are kids literally who graduated with my daughter from Tesoro that are making six figures or $1 million or something, and they're now YouTubers or influencers or some crazy thing. It's a job.
Yep. It's a job,
And none of those are jobs you learn going through traditional things. Even the traditional film programs where they're going to show you how a movie camera works and you're going to shoot... An 16 millimeter and then 35, all this kind of stuff. And it's like, they're teaching this technology that I learned 50 years ago.
Right.
And I understand there's some real, you need to do some of those things, but the world's moved on from all that.
Absolutely.
Stuff.
And that's the importance of having educators or teachers that are industry professionals in our schools actually teaching the students. So they are industry professionals that have owned their own business.
Yeah.
And they are teaching our students because they know what is happening in the real world out there.
And this would be, so we got auto techs, we got digital technology.
Digital print manufacturing and production.
There's a digital print manufacturing. Just that whole idea of, there are now big jobs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We do a podcast for Elsevier. Elsevier is a worldwide brand. It's based out of Holland. They have big offices in England.
Okay.
And they produce the Lancet medical journals and all these technical medical journals and all this stuff. And one of the bigger jobs there, we had somebody on one of their shows, is the digital production.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
You've got to crank this stuff out in digital formats, and how do you put it all together, and how do you, it's more than, it sounds so simple, it ain't that simple.
No. Right. And then they've got drones.
We've got drone programs. Drones, and then agriculture and drones.
Because we had somebody on talking about the drone flies over your crops, your big fields, takes an infrared or some kind of picture, and it says, oops, that's kind of blue over there. That means there's bugs in that area. Oh, it's green over here. This is good. It's growing well. This isn't getting enough water. They can identify things by using aerial photography. Yeah.
And then real estate. Drones are huge in real estate as well.
Yeah, real estate.
Yeah.
We've got public service, anywhere from the EMT, police officer, judge, lawyer, anything within the
how
public
to be
service.
A judge? Wouldn't that be? We had a couple judges in here, and they were talking about how you got a lot. We do one for UCI Law School here, and they're always talking about public service. They're real big on getting their kids, more than most law schools, out and to do public service. One, because you're practicing real law, and two, you're seeing that it ain't all just about how much you can make, but it's what impact you can do. They're real big on that.
Yeah, and if these kids can learn as early as middle school by taking an elective course that they have an interest in something or don't have an interest in something, so they pursue something else. So that free public education space, we get to give them all these options. So hopefully when they do choose to go to a four-year university and pay all that money, it's because they know that they have an interest in something. It's not because they're doing it blindly.
So, or for the parents said so, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So all these parents out there, they're horrified. Just learn reading, writing, and arithmetic here. Go out and get your degree, and then go out and get a job. I think that world doesn't work anymore.
It's incomplete. Yeah, it's incomplete. And like you said, your daughter didn't do well.
No.
There's a lot of students that don't do well because it doesn't make sense to them.
Right.
But they're bored.
Like, why am I
learning this?
Ancient Mesopotamia or something.
Yeah.
I said, but I'm fascinated by it. Yeah, I'm not. I don't see any.
And how can that be applied to jobs? And so for me, I was the same way. Kathy was as well. We were both like, how does this relate to anything that we want to do or interest when we were learning through our outer education? And I think a lot of students are in that place. And so we're trying to help them be engaged in school and doing hands-on things that are of interest to them.
Yeah.
That is the key.
So Kim and I used to be high school counselors.
Oh, yeah. We were both counselors.
I'm going to blame some high school counselors.
Four year.
Nobody was talking. When the tech programs came on, this was for those kids. Like, oh, the failures, the losers, end or whatever here, the dumb kids. Everybody else, oh, sure, you got to go to the 4-year, and then you'll discover somehow what you want.
But if you're listening to a kid in a high school counseling appointment or middle school counseling appointment, and you just ask them what they do in their spare time, that's a whole entry gate into all the different kinds of courses they might want to take while they're in high school or middle school.
If you ask my grandson, he's right home, or my wife's watching him today, he's 10 years old, he's on the iPad, and he's exploring stuff. And it isn't just goofy stuff. He's coding little things on Roblox and making his own little things. And I'm amazed at what he's teaching himself to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing. They teach themselves. As we give them the things, students can teach themselves. Yeah. Teachers should be facilitators of the learning environment.
Boy, they sure weren't when I went to, even when I went to the University of Michigan. Sorry, I loved going there. It was a great thing. But it was all about, just what we got everything. You want to study ancient French history? Here we got a great program on that. Here we go. Nobody ever says there was no pathway.
Right.
There was no plan.
Yes.
It was just, we're a smorgasbord, and what would you like? You want to sample this? And I get some of that. That's the whole idea of getting around at education. Force yourself to learn a little bit about psychology and physics and the stars and everything. It makes you a more rounded person, but doesn't necessarily get you a job. Today's, if somebody came in today and just said, I want to be a podcaster here, or an online radio or something here, I don't have time to teach you.
Right, but we do in high school.
Yeah. See, if I had kids that came out and said, no, I don't just want to do this, I've been doing it.
Yes. We actually have two students that we just started with what's OC Pathways internship. Mm-hmm. So at the county level. So we're working with students that are at school districts.
Local high schools.
coming to the county, teaching them podcasting. So we actually have two that are very well versed in that because they've been doing it for a year now.
Call me here. I'm always looking for help here. I'm a little small operation here.
Yeah.
We do about 15, 16 different podcasts. We produce mostly for big brands and the City of Hope and UCI Law School and the Orange County Hispanic Chamber and this show for the SBDC. I had to figure this all out. I was in real radio. I started in high school and college radio.
That's
a million years ago. And then that led me to a fascination with radio. This is just an outgrowth of that, really. It's talk radio that's recorded and live streamed, goes through the ether instead of the ether. Just doesn't go out into the air anymore here. I think what you're doing should be shouted from the highest rooftops, and I don't know why we're all shielding our kids from this. Somehow it's ego. Somehow we think a big school, a big education, a big bill means a big job, and I'm not sure it does anymore. It might, if that's your dream and you're good at that and you want to do that, then yes, absolutely pursue these things. But before you get stuck, so many did, like my daughter did, like I did to a certain degree, and come out and say, because my parents were horrified, you're not going to work in radio. Come on, we get to something bigger than that.
Yeah.
And what is bigger than this right now? Podcasting's huge.
Mm-hmm. One more thing for the businesses out there. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for an employment pipeline, you can actually get very cheap labor with our 11th and 12th graders.
I love hearing that word. Say that again, cheap labor.
Cheap labor, because we've got these federal and state grants for apprenticeships where we are now able to give businesses funding to start up an apprenticeship. So if they want to take somebody either in a high school or a college environment that's learning this through their related supplemental instruction, we literally are registered apprenticeships through the
department. And is there a list of things, like we do shows in commercial real estate? Anybody teaching these kids how to go into real estate or something here?
And so we could grab them, have them be an assistant to you in an apprenticeship. It's really cool. That's something to contact us later about if you're interested in looking at the apprenticeship.
And if I'm a business out there with some technical need and I can't get it, can I contact you and say, how about this? How about... I can't even think of something.
We literally are a supply line of employees from our schools and universities.
Well, this whole building is filled with people doing med tech and medicines.
Yep. Oh, yes.
And they have, I don't know how these people got into it. Yes, they had to go get a 4-year science degree and a master's and some other things here. But there's an awful lot of work within these organizations.
Yeah.
Look at law now. Paralegals and all that kind of stuff. You don't have a four-year law degree anymore. Or the doctors, the nurse practitioners and other people, med techs and other people that are going to review this stuff and do this stuff and take the burden off of the MD.
Yeah.
We have a lot of those programs too.
Wow. All right. How do they find you? How do they get you? How do they learn about these things? Because there's a lot of parents going, oh man, this is what I've been waiting for here. Where do they start their quest, their journey? BizSearch.
Every high school has this, but if you want to just start central, go to www.ocpathways.com. We can connect you with the proper people at the proper schools based on where you live or where you send your students.
That's it. Because I don't think a lot of parents have a clue what's going on in the schools.
it's hard to navigate.
It is hard to navigate. You just need a resource, and we are that resource.
Yeah.
So ocpathways.com.
Wow. Finally, there's a pathway. I wish I knew there was a pathway. Maybe there was 10 years ago, and I just didn't know it. But my daughter and I struggled. I don't want to do this. You're going to do this. You need to do this. Come on. You're going to do this. And I kept thinking it would take hold. It never took hold. It was a waste of her time and our money. And finally, the job she got out of high school at the after-school workforce thing turned out to be what she liked what she's done now for 10 years and grown and become very successful at it.
So cool.
Yeah.
Great story.
All right. Thank you so much. One more time, where do they go if they want to learn this? What about the Department of Education if they want to learn just what you do? Everybody says, government. I hate government. Get rid of government. Everything goes. And then you start listening. How about the FBI or how about the FAA or how about the waste and management? Well, maybe we need them.
Yeah.
Why do we need you guys? Let's tout your own horn here. Where do they go learn about all the good stuff you're doing at the Department of Education?
We have a website for Orange County Department of Ed.
Okay.
OCDE.us.
But look under educational services.
But look specifically under educational services. And the reason is the department is huge and has different areas to go to. And we are under educational services and specifically career education. But that other website we gave you as well is specific to all the work we talked about today.
I'm going to advocate from now on, give these folks more money. Because if that's what you're doing, that's a great thing to do here. So you need more money here. All right. Thank you so much for coming in, guys, and talking about the work of the Orange County Department of Education. Mm-hmm. Make sure you get that right. And specifically, the Orange County Pathways Program that takes them from, what did you say, two and through.
And into the workforce.
Into the workforce. What a great idea. And the public-private partnerships you're building.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about podcasting here and some of these other things here, because I think we could turn you on to some other stuff here, too. Thank you so much for joining us here on this week's edition of Profit Talks Podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks.
As we conclude another episode of the Profit Talks Podcast, we hope we've empowered your entrepreneurial spirit. Reach out to us to connect with our experts, and let's take your business to the next level. Keep those dreams alive, keep pushing forward, and stay tuned for more. And if you liked what you heard in today's podcast and you want your business to reach new heights, just contact us at profittalkspodcast.org or call us at 1-800-616-7232. That's 1-800-616-7232. So until next time, keep thriving.